Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. We will be covering everything. We is me and you, from metaphysics to intuition, my life story and how I survived tragedy, loss, abuse, by what was and continues to be unseen by most, but very much woven into the fabric of my connection to all that is. I am going to take you on a journey that will awaken your heart, it will inquire your mind, and it will help you to validate, be validated, and to recognize that you are connected to an energy and a source and a symmetry and a vibration that is not only in the universe, but exists directly through you and with you. It is why you feel things and don't know that, meaning your mind can try and talk you out of it, but it is why you feel what you feel, and sometimes you don't have in this physical dimension the validation and the physical representation of why that is. I am here with Awakening Matters every 2 weeks to share with you how my life from beginning until now was hit with so much tragedy and how it brought me to my knees and what picked me up and carried me through to the next and to the next and to the next chapter of our lives were my guides, my angels, loved ones on the other side, the guidance that comes to us in our humanity and dreams, sometimes in our awakened state, through Mother Nature offering a flower when humanity says that shouldn't be there, it shouldn't be that color, it shouldn't even exist in this time frame or weather pattern, but yet there it is, because it's there specifically for you to lighten your heart and bring joy to your entire being. For those moments where you are longing for something that you do not have in your life, I will be sharing with you how it is possible to reach in and connect with something that is present within you, your sacred heart, the frequency of who you are, because you are not just physicality. You are energy, vibration first, then physicality, and how there is a consciousness and a language, and that is a language of love. It is a love that is stronger and has more to offer you than any loss you are feeling. It has a connective tissue to it that communicates with your body and helps you to understand the messages of that dialogue, of the language your body is speaking to you, why you are hurting where, what it means, and how your body is trying with all of its might to help you to reach the grandest and greatest version of who you are and who it is. Your cells, your cellular body. I will be talking about the cellular consciousness of the body and its ability to restore itself, its ability to communicate with itself, and that you can participate in that language, that you have not only what it takes, but that you are born with an intuitive knowledge of how to participate in that language. Until and before you were told that doesn't exist, it's wrong, and ignore it. I'm also going to be covering in Awakening Matters loved ones on the other side. We have lost so many. I honor their voice. I honor their truth. And they are going to be given an opportunity to speak and be heard and have completion, have closure, have the opportunity to reach their loved ones. And I will be the bridge to that opportunity. And I am honored to do so at every turn. I will also be covering what it feels like to go from a dream or a desire into the living of it. How what you dream and you desire is right next to you. It feels so far away. And sometimes you have glimpses, no matter where you are in your life and what your goals are and what your dreams are, those glimpses that you have into what's possible, those glimpses that bring adrenaline to your body and bring hope to your mind and bring joy to your being, that they are in reach and that you are thinking them, feeling them, and desiring them, not because you are going to fail or that you are not going to attain the goal, but your desire to even visualize or contemplate what's possible is because you are possible and because it is possible and you are feeling it. I am saying to you that when you contemplate a vision or a version of you and you feel it, that is the contemplation itself responding to you. That is the what feels out of reach, but all of a sudden becomes a vision that you are lifted up and out of the feeling of it's not possible. That is a sign to you from the universe, from your guides, from your higher self, from the very cellular makeup that you are a part of in your world and in this world, responding to you. If you can feel it, you can attain it, you can embody it, it is yours, it is real. The one aspect that needs to shift is you must allow yourself to love yourself. Stop the negative dialogue. It's creating a blockage. It is stopping a flow. No one but you can love yourself to freedom, and you have what it takes. You are talented. You are gifted. You were here with reason and purpose. You are not random. You are here to experience yourself being seen and heard, but most importantly, to experience yourself loving yourself and doing so, allowing all the doors that feel closed and a dream that feels so far away that it becomes yours and you experience it with great ease. But I tell you this, you are energy before you are physicality. Love yourself. Tune into the energy of love. If you can't love yourself, then just think on anything that brings you joy and that you love, whether it's the animal kingdom, Mother Nature, the sky nation, the earth plane, clothes, shoes, whatever it is that brings a smile to your face and helps you to re-engage with the energy of joy and love, and then hold it and send it to all the parts of you, knowing or unknowing, that may be blocking you from holding love within. And sometimes the vibration we hold because of our life story, we become more accustomed to the energy of negativity or to the energy of whatever it is that you have felt more in your life, it's not joy, then it becomes the new normal. And I'm telling you, you have what it takes within you to reach within, because right on the other side of whatever it is that you are feeling that is blocking love, self-love or internal love or the joy of love, and not necessarily just love with another, but love within yourself, that what is blocking it is an old dialogue that no longer serves you, an old belief that wasn't yours to begin with, that you took on. And so now you have the opportunity to start changing that script within you, and doing so will change the vibrational frequency and the dialogue around you. And you will start to experience what felt so hard and unattainable knocking on your door and entering into your life. You are a part of what you desire. You are not separate from it. And so I will not only be covering that in Awakening Matters, but all subjects that are about awakening and that matter. And you matter. You matter on a soul level. You matter to your heart. And often the soul and the heart translate the messages of the mind. The mind is in self-preservation. The mind is often about attainability in and through what has already been shown to you, where your soul and your heart are about creativity and what has yet to come through you and reach to you, maybe the unseen or the unknown. How do I know all of this? And I speak, by the way, I speak from personal experience. Nothing I will be saying on Awakening Matters has not been lived by me first. And so I say to you, I know this because as a young child, my first experience with spirit guides or that which is unseen that became very seen was around the age of 5, and I was carrying a large amount of laundry to the washer and dryer that was held at that house in the garage. And so as I open the garage door, I look up, and hovering above the floor but below the ceiling is a black and white physical but etheric. So it looked like what you would see maybe in a dream or what you would see in, basically a dream, but it was there physically in front of me, and it was a man wearing completely black and white, no color to him, and he is wearing a torn and tattered old tweed suit, and it had tears in it, and it just looked like he had been through a lot, and he had some chains on his wrists that went to his waist and then his ankles. Now, I've dropped all the clothes at this point, don't even know or care where they are, and I'm looking up at this being, and what was amazing and so validating, of course, way after that, well, in that moment, but in the understanding of it as I got older, was that when I looked up at this being and saw this being that I've described to you, this being looked at me and saw me seeing him. Can you imagine? And we both let out the biggest scream at the same time. So I'm hearing myself scream as a little girl, and I'm hearing him scream. His scream was the shock of being recognized, being seen, being acknowledged, and being so young. I remember closing, just looking at him and saying sorry, and then closing the door and leaning against it in the kitchen and thinking to myself as a young child, oh, I guess we all know about the black and white man that lives in the garage. But when you're a young child, the contemplation of things, I guess it depends, but for me at that moment was 5 seconds and on to the next, because unbeknownst to me, it was very natural to see a being, because after that, not long after that, I started seeing auras and what turned out to be my spirit guide, who would sit in my bedroom at the top of my windowsill and sit side by side and have conversations, sometimes not with me, but each other. And I could hear them. I could hear them. And they knew I could hear them, and they would communicate with me. So what started after that was a education. And this life became my classroom. And no, I did not study with a human being. I studied with spirit itself. And spirit showed me do you see the light or the energy around that person? And I knew to have an inside voice and not talk outwardly. And that will come later in my future shows about getting to know me and my life as well. But we did not speak about certain things. And so I would internally say yes. And then my spirit guides, who I could see, who I could hear, I could see them holographically, would teach me. That is what that is called, an aura. And that aura has different colors and different places on and around the body. This is what each color means. This is why it's there. This is what it represents. This is what it's saying. Now, this person's going to change their mind. Did you see how their colors change and the sacred geometry and the chakras? And this, of course, was not all at once, nor was it at a young age. This continued from a young age on until now. And I'm 55 now. And so there are times where I would go sit at a restaurant and just be looking down at a menu, thinking, what do I want to eat? And the waitress would come over, very kind, and I would look up at her, and this is what my guides would offer me in the education of energy, matter. I would see, shockingly to my humanity, all her internal organs. So I'm trying to order dinner, and I look up, and I see internal organs. Yeah, I'm not saying anything to her about that. But my guides pipe in and say, do you see it? And I say, mm-hmm. And I'm looking down and I say to the waitress, can you please come back? I still need some more time. Waitress leaves, and internally I'm having this dialogue with my spirit guides, and they're saying, sometimes we need to know that you see something and that you then can come to understand it. And so I said clearly at the time, yes, thank you. I did see it. Now can you make it go away so that I can eat lunch? And so experiences like that, amongst many, many more, I will be sharing. And the point of Awakening Matters is that I learned everything from the physics, the metaphysics, the intuition, the cellular body, how our cells communicate, to the chakras, to what water is to land, what nature is to sky, what oxygen is to air, what movement is to placement. I learned and continue to learn that no matter how much pain you are experiencing, you are so much stronger than the pain itself. You will not feel that, and maybe you won't know in the moment. But I have been there. And I speak to you, and the reason I know is because we are all made of the same frequency, bone, energy, blood, mind, cells, tissue. And if I make it and I can make it, you can make it. You got this. You matter. And the universe is with you. And everything that exists in perfection or imperfection, for that matter, within your body of work, cares about you, wants you to succeed, knows nothing other than your ability to succeed. And so it's only when you give up on yourself that you experience, and I'm not here to say others didn't give up on you. Believe me, I have been given up on more times than I would truly like to say. And I'm here to tell you that when you are left alone on your knees and the life that you knew no longer exists and everything in your humanity that you thought you understood no longer exists and is gone, you are left alone. However, I say to you, one aspect is still present. You are left with yourself. You are not alone. You are left with yourself, and you may feel broken, and you may feel hopeless, and you may feel shattered, and you may feel like you can't even gather the pieces together again. I know. Believe me, I know. It will take time, but the reason I am standing today and I care about you and I know you can do this is because I did over and over and over again from childhood on. There is so much that people do not understand about you. There is so much people don't even know about you. There is so much people don't even care to know about you. So before you start to tell yourself that you don't matter because your whole family hates you, you don't matter because you lost all your friends, you lost your dog, your house, you lost your marriage, you lost everything, and your voice was never heard again. That was my experience. Again, that'll come later. But what I'm telling you is, when you feel that what other people think about you matters more than what you know about yourself, it's for one reason only. You have allowed others to matter more than you do, and you have also allowed yourself to believe that it's their responsibility to love you, to hold you up, to sustain you, and to remember that you are a sacred, sacred being. It is nobody's job in this life to love you but your own. It is nobody's job in this life to remember you are sacred, but your own. And sometimes you will thank those who have hurt you the deepest much later on, because not only have you gone deeper with yourself, stronger, wiser, a light stronger than you ever thought possible, beaming from you, but because people like myself here on Awakening Matters, and thank God for BBS Radio, Goddess, thank love, thank nature, thank light, are here for you to be reminded that those who do not see you, care about you, or feel more comfortable with a negative language because they feel inferior, they feel less than, they have issues, your acceptance of that negative energy is what's blocking you. I will always return to the energy aspect. Why? Because that's where you free yourself. You cannot change another, and even if you did, it would be temporary. You can only change yourself. And the energy that you exist in is not unlike Mother Nature. Mother Nature does what? She has seasons, and that which is above the ground is celebrated, and then it goes within, and then it returns. And so I'm here to say, if you are going within right now, and if you are feeling scared, lost, alone, depressed, I am here for you. I am here to help you awaken because you matter. I am here as a representation of what's possible because you matter. I am here to help remind you that you have a source that dwells within you that is there for you. How to access it, how to expand it, how to grow it, how to share it, how to heal from it, and how to thrive. That is why I, Cynthia Sloan, am still alive to do this work and to love myself more than all the hate and the campaigns of hate that I have received, to know myself and know that my heart is good, and to thrive in that knowing, because it shouldn't be. It should be shut down. It should be depressed. It should be crying. No, it is thriving because I know my truth. I know who I am. I know my good heart. I know that I am of light. I know and I understand that people don't get me, understand me, or even contemplate their hate, because it is easier for them to dwell in that than it is for them to go within and to inquire. And that doesn't matter anymore. What matters is I am here for you. I am here for you. Every 2 weeks, I will be receiving and opening calls. I wanted to let you know what Awakening Matters is about, what I am about. I am an extraordinary being of light with a greater experience of darkness than can ever be imagined in my personal life to me, that has risen over and over and over, and my light has never been stronger. And I have faced all of my fears, and I come out triumphant, and so can you. So can you. And did I do that because of others? No, I did that because of the energy source, the frequency and the vibration of everything that lives in nature and all around me, reminding me of who I am. Not people. Guides, loved ones from the other side, angels, animal kingdom, Mother Nature. So I say to you, if you are struggling, if you feel like you just don't understand, I'm going to teach you and share with you a language that dwells within you. It's your language. It's my language. It's the language of all that is. It is physics. It is, I'm not going to be talking physics. I don't want everybody to hang up. I will be teaching and talking about and sharing incredible stories that have shaped me to be who I am. I'm going to be sharing with you real life stories that have shaped who I am, good, bad, and the ugly. But I'm speaking to you from a place of so much love that if you are listening, I am sending you this love now. And I am saying to you, use it for wherever you feel you do not deserve it. Where you feel you are withholding, allow this love to clear that and let it become your own. I know that I exist, and my purpose and reason for being is not to have a huge friend group, is not to have a family, is not to have people understand me. I know. I tried that. I wanted that more than anything in my humanity. That's, again, a story for another time. But I understand my reason and purpose for being. It is to share, not this hidden secret, but this very strong truth that every time your heart beats, that truth moves throughout your entire body. Every time you breathe, that language that I will be talking to you about, the frequency and the etheric aspect and vibration of who you are, communicates with you every single second and never stops. Think about that for one moment. There is a language within you that even when you are sleeping, never stops working for you and with you. How loved can you possibly feel? I hope for each and every one of you that you take that in, even while you're sleeping, not just your body, but the frequency and the vibration that dwells there and lives there is in constant motion to keep you going and to keep its own experience of life going. I'm going to pause and say I have a website, and for those who would like to tune into it, it is CynthiaSloan9.com. CynthiaSloan9.com. You can access me through that website for many other things as well. Healing, teaching, workshops, speaking, readings from loved ones, all kinds of things. So I invite you to go there. There's a lot there for you to look at and read. And I also have a YouTube channel. Okay, so my last YouTube video was quite some time ago. Well, there was a pandemic. I was getting a divorce, lost everything. We all have our reasons. But I am also going to be uploading YouTube videos very shortly, and I'm finishing two books, which will be coming out soon as well. So I am here. I am here with you, whether it is day or night, whether it is silent or there's music on, whether you are listening to your dogs, your cats, whether you are having a good time, whether you are struggling. If you're in your car right now and you are angry or you are frustrated, whether you are, think about this for one moment. Right now, as I am talking to you, somebody is being born. Right now, as we are listening together, somebody is passing. Right now, somebody is being offered marriage. Right now, somebody is kissing for the first time. Somebody's dancing for the first time. Right now, somebody who could never walk is standing up and walking across the room. So I say to you, all that is connected to you and through you. You are not alone. You are so incredibly loved. When my life collapsed in on me, and that has been happening since I was a child all the way into my adult life, my mind went blank. All of the knowledge and the wisdom that I had, I could not access it. I was in complete terror. I could not think. I didn't understand. I didn't understand what was going on and why. I did not have anyone around me in certain times during that time. I want to be that person for you. I'm here. Hear my voice. You are not alone. You are loved. You have got this. You will come out of it. You can thrive. You will thrive again in your life. I did not think this last time that it would be possible for me to thrive. Truly, I did not. It was so overwhelming and unexpected that it took me to my knees, and I thought, there's no way. I'm not going to get up from this. So hear my voice. Hear my strength. Hear my love for you, about you. Why? Because I love myself. I'm not seeking for anyone to put that there. I am saying, I am here for you. Your guides are here for you. Your angels are here for you. Believe it or not, Mother Nature is here for itself, but it also is here for you to remind you that you are a part of something. Because when you look at that bird or that tree or that blade of grass or that flower, It is looking back at you. I know there's a strong belief that nothing else is alive but humanity or the animal kingdom or what you see as in movement. Everything has a consciousness and is alive. How do I know? Because it communicates with itself, each other, and I can hear it, see it. That is how I know. And so I say to you, let's take this journey. Let's take this journey together. Let's thrive together. I've written a book. It's called Point of Light. It talks about the magnificence of the cellular pathways and meridians. But it turns out it's just a small introduction to a very large body of work that teaches you exactly how. I do workshops all over the world and through Zoom teaching, and people are healing everything from detached retinas to reattached to limbs that were not working. They were not communicating. They start communicating to moving. I am here to tell you that I healed myself from heart disease and cancer. I will never share with you anything that I have not experienced first and know to be possible, because if it's possible for me, it's possible for you. And sometimes that's why we go through things. Sometimes it's not even about you. It's about the bigger picture. So if there's anything going on in your life right now that you can't even wrap your mind around, like what happened to me, it was about the bigger picture as well. And so I say to you that awakening matters is about remembering who you are. It's about you have within you a network of memories. Before you forgot who you were, you could feel the joy in your body and your heart and your soul from just being. I hope that you had the opportunity as a child. Mine was fleeting. Maybe it was a one-day experience, but that you had and you have the memory to remember who you were before you were told you are not that, before you were told you are not pure joy, you are not just being and breathing, and that that is enough to honor while you're here. I hope for you that you can go back into your memory, in your cellular body, which is your cellular memory. It's your personal library, your soul library, and that you can access that when everything you felt brought you joy and excitement, maybe even before you could talk about it, that that feeling was you being true to yourself, that that feeling was you feeling connected, that that feeling was you being a part of something so much bigger than the humans around you. And I invite you this evening or this day, whatever time it is in your time zone, to try and remember when your title, you didn't have a title, you didn't have a work description, you didn't even have a position in your family yet because you were a baby or a toddler. Can you remember your first smile or your moment of excitement? Go there, because that is the truth about you. That is the truth about you. And it is there. It has not gone away. Life on Mother Earth has been changed for, I think, all of humanity in a way that much of humanity or all of humanity believed was not possible. And so now I say to you, what happened when all of this happened in the world? To you, to me, to those around us, a part of our innocence and are part of believing things are possible and are part of hoping went away. And I'm here to tell you, it didn't go away and disappear. It went away inside you, and you can access it again. You can bring it forth and bless you from head to toe. If you've lost your family, if you've lost your loved one, I will do what I can to connect with your loved one, to find out how they're doing, where they are, what they're doing, and for the two of you to speak. I will be that conduit. I do that in my work every day. And so until then, I say to you, your loved ones on the other side love you. I have been so honored to receive so many messages from loved ones on the other side to those that are still here. And I can tell you 99% of the time, the messages were, we love you. We care about you. Whatever was going on before we left, we don't care. Did they say it that way? Well, maybe not. I just put it that way. But that was the intention. Love, love, love. And so I say to you that your loved ones, they are with you and they are watching over you. They want you to succeed. They want you to move on. They want to know that their love is enough to fuel you, sustain you, and move you forward. And most of the time, they're so very sorry that you are holding this pain and having to endure what often feels like enduring time here. That they want you to take their love for you, which is now unlimited and as big as the entire universe. And they're saying, take it from me, use it for your life. Let my love be strong enough to hold you up, to stand you up, and to help you walk, and to heal you, and to give you hope. I have seen that and experienced that with clients so many times, not only with clients, but myself, that it is not a truth that I hope will become someday. It is a truth that is already present on this earth and being expressed and experienced by me and so many others. Remember who you are. You have within you memories. Ask yourself, whose life am I living? Whose life are you living? Are you living yours or somebody else's? Are you focused on somebody else's life or yours? You matter enough to either include your life in the partnership you're sharing or to focus on your life yourself. You matter to the entire universe. And I never want you to forget that when you're sleeping, the entire universe that dwells within you is breathing and working for you and with you because of love. Not just physics, not just mechanisms, not just cellular firing off of information. There is a substance within your physical body, and it is a love so strong, a vibration stronger than even human love, that is there for you right now, will be there for you tomorrow. I know it'll be there for you in 2 weeks when Awakening Matters comes back online. And so I say to you, let me take you on a journey that awakens and that matters, because I have been there and I have been in places and in ways that only energy, vibration, guides, and the universe were able to reach to me, their hands, and say, get up, you can do this. And I said, no. And they said, yes, with great love, get up. You can do this. You've got this. And don't shut your heart down. I can say now I love deeper and bigger than I ever have in my entire life. And that is a miracle. It is truly a miracle. And so I say to you, Awakening Matters is an opportunity to communicate about metaphysics, about energy, vibration, about you, about what you're going through, why you're going through it. But your heart is big enough to lead you back to yourself. The vibration in your heart and the love that is required for it to work is big enough to lead you back to yourself. And not the version of you that's barely there, but the version of you you've always hoped for. Why do I know that? Because I am now the version of me that I have always hoped for. There is talk always about the grandest and greatest version of who you are. I have become that. And so I am saying to you, the love within you and your heart loves you more than you hate yourself, loves you more than you are grieving, loves you more than your loss. And you will come back stronger and infinitely able to love yourself deeper. And I will share many things with you. And I will share many experiences that validate what I'm saying and why I'm saying it. I can honestly say I love each and every one of you. I love you from a place of not knowing you. We didn't sit down for coffee. Kind of, sort of are now, maybe. But I love you on a soul level. I love you in a way that doesn't need a definition of a human capacity. I love you because I know you. And I know you because I know myself, and I love myself. And so you are vibration, you are energy, you are many things. You are meridians moving up and down your body. You are connected to the sky nation, the star plane. You are connected to whatever moves you. You are drawn to what moves you. Even if it is love of another human, to know yourself greater. And yes, sometimes that experience that you are drawn to will be one that is very, very difficult. And what happens is something you're not expecting. But I'm telling you that you want to know and you want to tune in every 2 weeks to hear the messages of your loved ones and those who are with you now in the opportunity to maybe, just maybe, get a glimpse into your own heart and an understanding of why theirs is so closed. And so I welcome you, and I'm going to leave you with one thought. There is love and there is fear. And those with a closed heart and those that seem unbothered and those that seem uninterested, oftentimes, and not across the board, but more often than not, they're afraid to live with an open heart. They rather just live through their mind. They rather just live without the passion of the heart. And so I say to you, your heart can be open, and you can understand that maybe your heart loves in a different way. And you can understand through Awakening Matters why your heart loves in a different way, why it's so big. Because, by the way, I cover past lives as well. Your past lives, who have you been, why you're drawn to music, painting, why you're drawn to being a chef, why you're drawn to riding horses. There is so much about you. You are a living library. And I am honored, and can't wait to share all this and more with you and for you. And together, let's make this world an awakening matter, a physical matter that is awakening, and it is important enough to know that it matters. And like I said when I began, you matter. You matter very, very much. And so next week, I will be open to receiving calls. Like I said, you can reach me at CynthiaSloan9.com, CynthiaSloan9.com. And you can reach me through that. And together, let's make your life and this world a better place. Had someone asked me if that was possible 2 years ago, I would have said not possible. Now I'm living proof that it is. You have got this. You got this. You are not alone. And together, we will thrive. And so I thank you so much for tuning in, and I look so forward to talking with you in 2 weeks and sharing with you incredible stories that are real and that are experiences that my guides and the etheric beings who have been with me all my life have created for me and have used in the education of Cynthia in showing me what is possible and not only what are we doing here, but why. So let us be silent and let us know that whatever our struggle is today, right now, we have the solution as well. And in that solution, there's celebration to be had. And so I say to you, if you are struggling, know that soon you will be moving out of that struggle and into celebration, because it is part of your destiny. And so I say to you, I've said that a lot tonight. I'll try and not say that so much next time. Because you know I'm saying it to you, because I am. Next time we will cover a very important story that changed my life, and that was my guides guiding me to Shirley MacLaine's house for my teenage birthday. And lo and behold, not only was I there, but she was there waiting for me. So I look very much forward to sharing that story in 2 weeks and so much more, and taking your calls. So much love and light to each and every one of you. And until we meet again, may you reach that place within you when you were a child, before negativity or falsehood came in, and may you remember the giggle, the joy, and the happy feeling. Many, many blessings, and bye for just now.